Playing the hits and your favorites of yesterday and today.
Well, good evening and welcome to a very special edition of the Edinburgh Podcast with me, Dennis Sterling. And coming up on tonight's shows, it's them guys from the amazing hashtag Murdered Song of the Day. That's all to come after these three songs are all back-to-back, kicking off with this one. This is the NMF Podcast with me, yep, Dembo.
Much more sexy tracks coming up.
About what doesn't matter to you, vindication for your regression. Perplexed us with you, tainted facts. Don't call us out because we've covered our tracks and it doesn't fit the manifesto. So sorry, son, you're gonna have to go. Write an anthem for the doomed youth because you're not gonna love them. We don't love you, don't trust the lies that have stuck like glue. No matter what you've put us through.
Like a wave in the sea, let me be free, cause it's all on you and me. You tried so hard, but lean out to my friend. Don't mean that you got to win, cause I don't wanna waste nobody's time. Baby, our words don't even rhyme. Then she said, I like to keep up with the news. I like to see you if you choose. I could be anything that you wanna be. I'd like to be a part of you, and I'd like to see the things you view. I could be anything that you wanna be, or anything you wanna be. Like a bird in the nest, trying your best, but the words don't seem to test. You're waiting
but I don't hear you call. Don't mean it's the end of it all, 'cause I don't wanna waste nobody's time. Baby, our words don't even rhyme. She sang, I like to keep up with the news. I like to see you if you choose. I could be anything that you wanna be. I like to be a part of you, and I like to see the things you view. I could be anything that you wanna be. Oh, anything you wanna be. Oh, anything you wanna be.
By my side, looking at old poems. the best songs on the radio. This is my only favorite station.
Well, that's the Anglesey Wonder Kid herself, that's Megan Wine, and that is Polaroid. Before that, we had the Indy Street Club from Carlisle, and that is Keeping Up With The News. And kicking off the three songs in a row, Back A Do Back, of course, on the NMF podcast, were the lads from The Dictator, an anthem for a damaged youth. Coming up after the break, we've got the guys and girls from that amazing hashtag, Murdered Song of the Day. All that after the break.
Playing the hits and your favourites of yesterday and today.
Goes way too slow to tell you all there is to know, so I'm going to speed it up. Here we go. When you're holidaying in Rome, but you want it to look like you're at home, Hive Active lights will come on at night to make your living room nice and bright. Or if you left work in a hurry and you're trying to save some money, Hive Active plugs let you turn your appliances off whilst you're having your ear chewed off by your boss. How about you're at a romantic dinner for two and you want to check your kids home by curfew? Hive sensors monitor your front door so they won't be sneaking home late anymore. Whew. Because with Hive, you control your home from your phone, from your lights to your plugs to your sensors. See what else you can control at hivehome.com. Hive products work with Hive Hub. Requires broadband.
Oh no! Little Timmy's got hold of a marker pen! My wall looks like a colouring book. What am I gonna do?
Flash! Ah! Cleans up the impossible! Wow, he's really made a mess! It's a pain, but we won't stress! In the hall, he's drawn off a roll on the wall, lots of scrolls, but we can clean this up!
Flash Magic Eraser, we love you!
Flash! Ah! Cleans up the impossible!
The best songs on the radio. This is my only favorite station.
Where are you? Are you in bed? Or are you leaving the first human footprint on Mars? Are you jogging? Or are you about to pull off the heist of the century? Are you in your car? Or are you praying those red eyes in the darkness can't see you? A voice in your ear can take you anywhere.
Audible. Get your first audiobook for free and feel every word. $7.99 a month after 30-day trial. Starts automatically. Terms apply.
Playing the hits and your favourites of yesterday and today.
Are you ready?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good evening and welcome to the NMF podcast with me, Dennis Devon. Tonight, I'm joined by the legends who are, of course, Murdered Song of the Day. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm joined with Stephen, James, Scott, and Catherine. Good evening, guys. How are we doing?
Evening, Dennis.
Hi.
All right.
Hello.
I believe we're missing Sean again.
He's some baby, isn't he?
He's some boy. Well, we'll start off anyway, and if he jumps in, he jumps in. We'll see how we go. It's a shame to miss
him. Can we rename Sean Liam Gallagher?
He's obviously...
What? Why?
I think Sean's still in the green room drinking, to be honest. Right, well, I'll start with you, Stephen. Care to introduce yourself? What's your name and where'd you come from?
Hi, I'm Stephen. I'm originally from Gretna Green. Moved to Carlisle in 97. And yeah, that's me.
And Jim?
Oh, I'm James. I'm from Motherwell. Pretty well.
That's all right, he's Motherwell. Nothing on me, Motherwell. And Scotty?
I'm Scott, born and bred in Sheffield. Bit of a home bird, I don't think I'll ever leave.
Yours, boy, still city boy. And Catherine, good evening and very welcome to the only lady tonight. Great to have you on board.
Hello, I'm Catherine and I live about 25 miles south of Aberdeen. I am from Aberdeen, believe it or not, but my dad was in the army, so I spent my childhood growing up, so that's why I sound the way I do, which a lot of people get surprised by.
We'll go straight on to you then, Catherine. What was life like travelling around with the army?
It was all right, I suppose. I got quite good at being able to just kind of speak to people and you know, I can walk into a room and just chat away and things like that. But yeah, it was okay. It was good. Can I name drop?
You certainly can.
My dad did 3 postings with Pete Doherty's dad. So I have played football with Pete Doherty.
There you go. Were you better than him?
No, probably not.
So, Kathleen, what's your musical influences?
I suppose my musical influences kind of come from my parents a little bit. So the Doors, Led Zeppelin, Bob Dylan, things like that. I'm quite influenced by pop music when I was sort of growing up in my early teens. And latterly, from the age of about 17, 18, it's Oasis and Shed 7 and things like that.
So moving on to Scotty D. Scotty, how are you doing, pal?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. You?
Yeah, not so bad. So what's your musical influences, Scott? Tell us a little bit about your influences in music.
So my influences growing up probably stem from my dad listening to a ton of music when I was young. So bands like The Jam, The Who, pretty much the mod scene. So grew up around that quite a lot. And then you sort of go in your own direction, don't you? Once I grew up and started making my own mind up, moved into like the Britpop scene. So, you know, Oasis, Ocean Colour scene, bands like that. But ultimately, biggest band for me is The Beautiful South.
Amazing. Yeah, fantastic band. Scotty, would you a bit of a Quadrophenia fan?
Yeah, I was made to watch it quite a few times growing up. My dad can recite it word for word. So when we watched it, I could never actually watch it because he'd be talking over it all the time.
It's still one of my favourite movies. Moving on to Jamesy. Jamesy, how are you doing, pal?
Right, whoa. Can we let Sean in? Sean's trying to get in. Sean's struggling to get in.
I can't get him. Once it's locked in, I can't get him in. That's why I said that.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Tell you what, James, you tell us a bit about yourself and I'll see if I can send him. I can't send him a link. Once it's locked in. You'll have to click on the link and try, but it'll lock him in. I'll do Sean separately. Tell him I'll grab him in after you guys.
Okay.
Whoever's talking to him. James, tell us a bit about yourself. Where are you from? Obviously, Motherwell. What's your musical influences?
Well, my musical influences are probably more from my mum and dad. My mum listened to a lot of Motown. My dad was into a bit of Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, kind of heavy rock. And then growing up, my big sister, she was into The Cure, The Smiths, or stuff like that. So it's a good influence to have. And then as I got older, I got listening to more like Oasis, The Beatles, Stone Roses. And I dabbled in a bit of techno music when I was younger, but kind of seen the light after that again.
Didn't we all up there? That was the same. It hit you and you thought, oh, that sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Aye, it sounded like fun at the time, but no. As soon as I got back into proper music, that was me, hooked back on Oasis. So it's been an adventurous music journey for me.
What's life like in Motherwell for you, pal?
Quiet, really quiet. There's no really much to do in Motherwell, to be fair.
No, not really.
It's just basically got on with work and life, general, that's it.
And Stevie T, it's good to have you, mate. It's great to chat with you. Tell us a little bit about your musical influences.
I guess it goes back to my mum and dad when I was a kid. Playing on the record player, they had all the Beatles albums and all the stuff from that era. Just like the lots of 7-inch singles, basically. And they used to have this old record player where you could stack like 7 or 8 7-inch singles on top of one another. And I used to just like stack loads of Beatles singles on top of one another and just play them one after another all the time. Just loved it. And then kind of 80s came along. So I was born in 73. 80s came along and that was when I really got into music. I got quite obsessed with Duran Duran. Absolutely loved Duran Duran. I had posters. I used to buy smash hits. I had posters on the wall. It's probably a bit homophobic.
I'm not sure that's what you meant there.
No, but like, If I was to do that now, it would definitely be, wouldn't it? You know, like plastered with Simon Le Bon over my wall and that. But
Simon Le Bon was my first crush, and I was about five. When I was about five.
Yeah. I was more of a John Taylor fan, but anyways, like Rio.
I was more of a Blondie fan.
Rio just sort of blew me away, and then Big Country came along, and just absolutely wiped the floor with anything I'd ever heard. Me and my best mate at the time, Stephen McClellan, he was like U2, and I was Big Country, and that's like that was the two choices that we had. It was just like such good music. Then I got into later 80s, got into rock music, Guns N' Roses, a band, Scottish band called Gunn. I don't know if anybody's heard them. I seen them at the Barrowlands, absolutely brilliant. Just stuff like that. And then obviously the end of the 80s, beginning of the 90s, rock music kind of died a bit and I was at kind of a loose end. I didn't know where I wanted to be. All my friends were into Stone Roses, and I wasn't. I didn't quite get them then. And then 95, I bought Definitely Maybe. And just the whole world just changed for me. Just blew me away. Morning Glory especially. Just absolutely amazing. Just turned everything on its head. Made me want to pick up a guitar. And the tunes were so easy to play. I couldn't stop rambling. But yeah, no, it's just Oasis just were amazing and done it for me. And there's so many other bands. And at the moment, there's so many new bands coming through that were influenced by that sort of music. And it's a good time to be alive. All the new music that's coming through, it feels like there's a new wee revolution coming.
There is, so. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. Yeah, and obviously Oasis are responsible for the buff of the Gallagher G's, we call it, you know, and that lovely shape moving in to the E minors and all that, you know, it's fantastic, you know, and they were great, obviously a great influence on many bands today. Now, moving on to, obviously, this amazing hashtag. Who wants to tell me about this hashtag? Who came up with this idea? Because it's absolutely brilliant.
Stevie. That was all Stevie's work.
What's the crack with this? It's brilliant. It's an excellent idea.
Well, I thought if I say Murdered Song of the Day, nobody can troll me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Nobody can go, well, that's shit. Well, I can go, well, it is Murdered Song of the Day after all, isn't it? So fuck it.
Yeah,
I actually hate my voice. So I actually feel like I'm murdering songs when I'm singing them. Mm-hmm. So that, along with the fact that, you know, nobody can troll me because of what the hashtag is, then but yeah, basically that's all it is. Basically, just I feel like I'm murdering songs. Other people have different opinions, but yeah, I just thought it was a pretty cool name.
Catherine, somebody, sorry, mate. Are you sorry about that? Pal.
No, I'm done.
Sorry, pal. Catherine, some people have said to me that it's not just a hashtag that actually is a self-confidence thing as well. And it's good because it actually can help with not only mental health, but actually self-confidence.
Yeah, I would completely agree with that because I suppose it's when you see other people sharing and posting and you're sat at home playing your guitar all by yourself and nobody can see it and nobody can sort of hear it. It just kind of makes you think, do you know what? I'm going to give this a go. And like I don't post nearly as often as the guys. And, that, you know, a lot of that's to do with finding the time and things like that. But, you know, it's a confidence thing as well.
Bloody kids.
I totally know. but when you see the people that are encouraging and you see that, it allows you to psych yourself up. And because we're such a good community and there's always somebody posting, there's not a pressure to think, oh, I haven't done anything today. So from my perspective, I do have had to psych myself up, first of all, to record it, because it's like the fear of the big red button. It's like it sounds great, but as soon as you press that red button, things start going wrong. Or your kids start dancing around in the background, as happened to me quite a few times. But then the confidence comes to post it. And I think as soon as you posted it, I think, well, I never actually have to listen to that again. because, you know, it's out there. But you know, everybody has been so positive. And, you know, if there's anybody who sat there and watched anything and thought it's rubbish or they haven't liked it, they haven't actually said anything about it. Do you know what I mean? I think it's been really well respected in the Twitter community. It has really built confidence. And actually, the more you do it and the more chilled out about it, actually, you actually just perform slightly better, I think, because your personality comes through and people see your personality and your performance, and that's endearing. And, you know, yeah, it totally is. It's great for the mental health. I've got a list now. I put out a tweet yesterday. Someone suggests a song, and now I've got 14 songs that I'm going to be working on. I've taken a note of the name, and I've taken the song and a note of who suggested it, so that I can, you know, if I get round to being able to sing the songs well and share them, then I'll be able to let that person know, actually, you know, thanks for this suggestion. Here, you know, this one's for you.
And moving on to you, Scott, obviously the group is not only accelerated and become extremely popular, the vast amount of different genres of music is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the good thing for me. You know, it's so diverse. So we're not all sort of like concentrating on covering Oasis songs or Verve songs or Ocean Colour Scene. It's like I mentioned to Jamesy, because he was saying he was struggling for songs to think to do. So I said, you know, come out of your comfort zone, think outside the box. I think you did a Bangles one, didn't you, James?
I did a Bangles one and I did a Jackson 5 one, which was a bit random.
Bangles, so, yeah. Brilliant, James.
Things like that. You know, it's brilliant that we can, you know, pick that guitar up and think, yeah, I'll do something different. I think one of the first songs that I posted were Just Like a Pill by Pink. For me, I don't, playing guitar, it's not just like I don't just want to cover my favorite bands.
You're lucky I'm still speaking to you, Scott, by the way.
Is what, sorry?
You're lucky I'm still speaking to you after that.
What is that?
Only kidding.
The pink pill. Yeah.
We'll let that one slide. We'll let that one slide.
Hey, it's a tune and a half, that, mate.
Aye, whatever.
Oh, Scott, you're getting pelters here now, mate.
I am getting battered, aren't I?
I mean, Jamesy, looking at guitar-wise, you know, there's a lot of people that are kind of frightened to pick the guitar. There's plenty of people out there that have got guitars that have never played it. And this is a great opportunity to just come along and learn off you guys and take part in what is... It's like a big family almost. Would you not agree, James?
Oh, totally agree. I mean, there's a few guys that are actually just starting to use the hashtag now. I mean, there's Cameron Creese, he's one of them. He's really good. And then you've got Leon that's joined in our group. And it's great to see these guys coming in and how good they are. Well, I would say how good it is to see them, but they're putting us all to shame, to be fair. But no, it's good to see, because there's a lot more people starting to use the hashtag. Like Stevie said, I mean, we've seen ones there was actual genuine bands using that for their cover versions. And
yeah,
it's taken off. It's scary, but if anybody can say that we're an inspiration for anybody to do it, then I think that's probably the biggest and best feedback we could possibly get.
I mean, that must be great to hear, Stevie T. That must be you. It must be great to hear this, that suddenly here's this idea just gone boom. And it's not just had an impact on yourselves, it's having an impact on others, and it's been recognised by the actual artists themselves. Me personally, I'm not, I have an issue with singing, I don't like singing, but I thought I've got no right to come on here and chat to you guys without doing it myself, and I felt quite comfortable doing it. And the thing that I really liked about it is the confidence you guys give, the compliments, these are all supportive, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I loved your Mother Pink Floyd cover, by the way.
It was great.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
It was absolutely fantastic. But yeah, I mean, we're all, I don't know, I just, it's all great, all the stuff we do. I just like, I love what the guys do. And you can't not compliment them. It's just amazing what they do. And even, you like seeing Catherine with her kids singing songs and stuff. It's just...
That's brilliant.
It just puts such a smile on my face, honest to God. It's just like, I love like waking up in the morning or just like through the day at work, if I'm having a shit day, I'll put Twitter on and somebody will have done a cover, and it's like, I don't know, it just makes me so happy to do it and just be involved in it. And again, I mean, mental health wise, it's just, I don't know, it's just such an outlet and so good, just absolutely fantastic.
I mean, Stephen, did you come up with this idea during lockdown? Was this because of lockdown and you thought, you know, this is something to do during lockdown?
Mate, I didn't play guitar for 10, 11 years.
Wow.
And then the first lockdown, I just got bored up. I was homeschooling and it was tough as hell. And I don't know, I just picked up, I think it was, I had the Crooks. The Crooks were the main sort of band that I thought, that's a bit Oasis-y, that I can play that. You know, because there'd been bands before over the last few years that, you know, I just didn't feel like I could pick up an acoustic guitar and play their stuff. You know, like Razorlight or whatever, and Arctic Monkeys. I could do a bit of their stuff, but, you know, it wasn't like acoustic guitar-y style stuff. Whereas the Crooks came along, and then it was like, wow, that's good. So, yeah, beginning of the year, the first lockdown, I just thought I'd start doing a wee bit of Crook stuff, and I got right back into it. Just absolutely blown me away. Them boys, by the way.
They're amazing.
And yeah, honest to God, everything, they just go from strength to strength. But, it just passed some boredom, and I just got back into it. And then I seen, I think it was Sean, probably the first person I've seen there, Sean McLaughlin, the first person I've seen doing stuff, and then Paul Nixon sort of egging him on, who, you know, he's a good man. Just I don't know. And then the rest of you guys came in. It's all a bit bloody.
No, I think you're right, Stevie, because I think it was Sean that started it. He done it first.
Yeah.
And then I think Paul Nixon was encouraging him. And then I started going, oh, I would love to do that. And the two of them are going, go give it a go. And then I post history for the Verve. And then Scott posted Pink. And then it all just started blowing up. It was so random.
But
it
was what, just... it blew up from after I posted Pink?
Oh, God, you never did.
You
were the focal point for it, Scott.
I knew you weren't getting away with that there, Scott. I knew that wasn't going to get away with that. That's going to haunt you for the rest of your days, mate. You know that final breath you take, someone's going to say, we still remember Pink.
But you did really well. I really enjoyed that.
I'm just like a pill.
I think you did really well with that.
Thank you.
And Catherine, obviously, there's other girls involved, there are women involved. It's not just a male-orientated sort of business. There's plenty of women involved. I think, is it Jess?
Yeah, Jessica, who can't make it this evening, but Jessica's involved. She, I don't know, lads, has she specifically bought a guitar because of this?
Yes.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
Wow.
So she shared some vocal work that she's done, and she's fantastic, but she specifically bought a guitar. And then you've also got Laura Jane, who also has a guitar, and she's been chipping in. She's got an absolute belter of a voice. And even Laura Horton put up a wee tune a few weeks
back.
She did. So yeah, it's not just the lads, it's the quines as well, as we say up in the north east of Scotland.
The quines.
The quines are involved as well. So yeah.
Oh, here we go. It's the northeast of Scotland kicking off again. You're Jamesy, you know the like up that northeast, don't you, pal? Unlike our Central Belt boys.
Central Belt boys are a bit mental, but the thing I like about this group is the fact that we're from all over. And we're actually, I mean, Catherine's in the process of organising a get together for a lot of people. So I think that's the bit that's going to be really good, is actually seeing everybody face to face with the guitars, and I think that's when it will get really nervous.
And if anybody's listening, Scott, if anybody's listening right now that is, you know, a bit nervous to get the guitar out and, you know, sing a little song online, what would you say to them?
Just do it. For me, I 3 months ago, I would not have posted a video of me playing and singing. Not a prayer.
Wow.
But given the encouragement from the guys. I think it all started with Sean. We were doing
indie
disco. I know.
I mean,
I think we were doing the... go on, Dan, sorry.
I've gave Sean all the link. Come on, Sean, don't forget. And he's a wee walk, he's organised this, and he's the one that misses it. So I'll grab him. What I'll do, guys, is I'll shout to him afterwards, because obviously I really want to talk to Sean, because he's a massive part of this. And obviously, it's not right not to have him on. So obviously, he's missed it because he's obviously been away drinking somewhere, having a wee beer or a wine, you know. Sorry, carry on, Scott, anyway.
Yeah, so I think. We were doing an indie disco that Indie Rob does on a Friday night, or used to do. And me, Sean and Paul, I think we stayed up after hours. And I was just playing guitar, and I posted a little video of me just playing. And then Sean posted the video of him singing. And I thought to myself, there's no way that I'd do that. And I told him that, and he's like, just do it, record yourself and do it. And then I posted a video, I think I was playing Rotterdam, and I got the quietest vocal ever. You know, there was no point in me even singing.
Right, Scott?
That was it. That's exactly it.
Scott!
That's quite disturbing.
It is, it's quite weird, that, isn't it? But yeah, then it just sort of spiraled from there. I don't know if the other guys think the same, but
I'm just like a pill.
Scott, they're having a go at you tonight.
Sorry, Scott, man. Sorry, Scott. Get carry on.
See, this is what makes your group so unique. You know, the banter is fantastic. You can watch it unfold on Twitter, and on as the videos come up and the banter starts. That's what makes it so unique. You know, I mean, Stevie T, you and Sean must be really proud of this.
Oh man, it's unbelievable. I mean, the guys just go from strength to strength. When you see each one of their posts, I mean, James's voice just gets better and better all the time. Scotty's guitar playing is just out of this world. And honest to God, I wish I could play it with you, Scott. You're amazing.
Catherine, he takes a pill. He's just like a pill star.
Yeah, I used to take a few of them now, but they never turned out for me.
Pink pill.
Oh, no.
The one you took.
Right, sorry. It is that one. And Catherine, honest to God, just fantastic. And Sean, he beats himself up so much about his confidence, and he thinks he's shit. And he's absolutely brilliant. He is. He takes a song, and he makes it his own every time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's such a talent. I mean, he obviously doesn't do it on purpose. It's just his way of doing stuff. But
obviously, if you guys listen to the current podcast, it's out featuring Injuns Made with Soup, you'll hear that I've actually included Sean's track on there as well.
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I've heard he's gone out of his comfort zone for his next one as well. Which is absolutely, I heard it last night and it's absolutely amazing. I'm not going to say what it is because it's obviously his thing. But I'm just so proud of every one of you. I mean, today especially, oh God, today's been absolutely amazing.
today was busy day.
Yeah, I mean, I have to apologise for yesterday. I was in the house all alone myself.
You're not on the buck pass though, were you?
That was a one time only.
Yeah, we just having pints of wine yesterday.
That was just for the snots. I was only on pints of wine yesterday.
Honestly, Steve, you're from Glasgow or anywhere around that region, and you're in England, the first thing they ask you is, do you drink Buckfast? He's like, is that all you know? I mean, I'll have you know right now. I always say to them, I say, look, I don't drink Buckfast, I don't even drink alcohol, and I certainly don't like pink pills or anything like that. You know?
Can I leave?
No!
Hey, Scott, just take a pill, mate. You're all right.
Take a pill, chill out.
I'm going to go looking for it now because I need to find it and get a good listen to it, because I actually think it'd be amazing, because I actually think you could pull it off. If I'm honest, Scott, I think it'd be brilliant to see.
Yes, it was great.
I can believe so. I mean,
was it posted under the Murder Song of the Day hashtag, or was that before that?
Yeah, I think it was one of my first ones on it.
I think it was before it.
Right.
obviously, I'm guessing, James, he's going to have a wee glass of wine during the night when he's doing this and posting the videos, and sometimes it might go a little over.
A wee bit. Just a wee bit. But I'll be honest with you, the amount of outtakes that I've probably had on my phone, it's quite frightening.
I've had to buy a new memory card for my phone.
I feel sorry for my neighbours, to be fair. The amount of excuses that you hear from me. But no, I'll be honest with you, it's probably one of the biggest buzzes that you're going to get is sitting in front of your phone, playing a song, and then posting it on Twitter to millions of people just to watch. And the feedback that we're getting is frightening. And then when you see the likes of Stevie and Sean doing their own songs, their own stuff that they've written, and it's different class now. I mean, we started off doing covers, and now these guys are writing their own stuff. So
yeah, Stevie in the Morning Strum is a famous thing. Right?
Yes, it's a thing of legend.
I mean, what took me was, I mean, it's like you say, you don't know where MD's from. I mean, I'm chatting with you guys, and I just find out that Stevie T is just along the road from me.
You've like five minutes, basically. Isn't it?
I mean, I know
who his cousin is.
Yes. That is just bizarre, absolutely bizarre.
It just shows you that how social media can have an impact, not just on one's lives, but, you know, socially wise. I mean, Catherine, you're organising a get-together for them all. Are you going to film loads of videos of you playing as well and post that?
I have no idea, if I'm honest. I decided fairly early on, we need to meet at some point because this is good fun and we could have such a laugh. But I haven't really thought too much about it because at first I wanted to see that really life was getting back to normal. And then when it transpired that lots of bands were having to bump their gigs and tours and things, I thought, right, well, we need life to get back to normal. We need to know where we're at with who's got 50,000 gigs in which month and so on and so forth. And then when we actually go for it, which I'm thinking I'll probably properly open it up and go for it sometime in the summer holidays, I don't know what the response is going to be like, because there are certain people that have already said they want to come along and be part of it. So, you know, I'm kind of like hanging back because you've got to be ready for it to be either just us lot sitting in Stevie's back garden because he's already opened it up.
Yes.
Potentially, I don't know, 20, 30 people, possibly, in which case it's going to be, you know, the situation of where are we going to do it? We need a venue, you know? So, I mean, I had thought, yeah, lots of videos. I'd thought everybody contributes a song and we all learn the same songs and we do it a bit open mic night where people come up and pairs or trios and things like that. Or as Stevie seems to think, we're just going to sit around and just drink beer. Oh, no, not on my watch, mate. I'm not coming all the way down from Aberdeenshire to just drink beer. I want to see you guys play your guitar first.
It's all right, you can drink Buckfast.
Scott can supply the pills.
Oh no, none of that, thank you very much. I'm a lady in education.
I mean, I could eat, and we could call it Blastonbury, you know what I mean?
Blastonbury.
That would be a giggle.
Guys, I mean, obviously, oh, yes. Now you're going to, are you going to look at expanding it?
At the moment, it's a bit of fun. I'm happy with it at the moment. It's just, it's such a blast. I can't look any further than what it is at the moment. Personally, I don't know about the rest of the guys, but the thought of doing a gig actually terrifies me. But...
No, that would be too much, I think.
No, that would be ace.
It would be ace, but God, at the moment, I'm really happy with the way things are going. So, don't know, Scotty. Scott's obviously done gigs before, haven't you, Scott?
I have, yeah, years and years ago now. Gigging, it's a massive buzz, really is. I've only played maybe one or two sets, like acoustically, when I've had a fair few beers. So, but yeah, nothing beats it, you know, sitting up there looking out and seeing a sea of people just watching you. It is terrifying, it really is. But you know, the buzz that you get,
do you think we'd have a sea of people, like
a puddle of people?
Yeah, C were maybe a bit strong, weren't it? Maybe 64 or 5 heads. Just looking at you.
The last thing about it would be
a stream of people.
It'd be people from Twitter that we know. I think that would be more intimidating. If it's strangers, it wouldn't be as intimidating, I don't think. But that's all that's pie in the sky. Just
picture everybody naked and then we'll be fine.
I already have.
Oh, no!
Gone too far now. Sammy just took it to a whole new level.
Sorry! I've got a child sat at the dining room table looking at me as if to say, what are you doing, Mum?
Can you edit this, pal?
I'm not. You can't, I'm putting it out. It's as raw as it goes. Well, look, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you guys tonight. And obviously, I'm going to start from the top and what we're doing. I'm going to get you all to give us a song to play afterwards. DVT, give us a song you'd like me to play for you.
Big Country, Wonderland.
Big Country, Wonderland. Oh, tune.
Favourite all-time song.
Jamesy, big man, what can I do for you, pal?
Huckleberry Grove by Ocean Colour Scene. Probably one of my favourite acoustic songs.
What an album. What an album.
The B-Sides album.
It is, aye. Album. What an album. And Scott, what can I do for you, pal?
For me, mate, Beautiful South, Let Love Speak Up Itself.
Wow. Yeah. Not one of the well-known tracks, but definitely a cracking song.
All-time favourite song, that.
And Catherine?
Yeah. I would like you to play Return by Shed Seven.
Wow.
Let It Ride.
Amazing tracks.
Good call.
What a playlist. And Scott, would you like me to play a bit of Pink as well for you?
You can if you want.
I will play that. I get the feeling it's a polite fuck off.
I would not be so cruel.
Well, look, ladies, gentlemen, from a fantastic hashtag and from everybody out there, thank you all very much for your time, your patience. It is such a joy to watch. And obviously, if anybody hasn't heard of it, it's Murdered Song of the Day. That's the hashtag. It's on Twitter. Come along, you know. You've heard all the guys there. They'd make you feel welcome. So on behalf of myself and the NMS podcast, I'd like to thank Stephen. Thank you.
Thank you.
James Houston.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Scotty Pinty.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Stevie T, James Houston, Scotty, and of course, the lovely Catherine. Thank you very much and good night and God bless. Good night.
Thank you so much, mate. Cheers now.
Thank you.
Bye.
And good evening, Sean. I'm sorry you got cut out, pal, but once the show sort of starts, it locks everyone out if you're not in time. So my apologies, Sean.
No, it's all right.
Sean, it is great to have you on board. We were talking to the group, obviously, about the hashtag Murdered Song of the Day and the beginning of it. Sean, tell us a little bit about yourself.
About my music or about the group?
Tell me about who you are and where you're from, firstly.
Just my name's Sean McLaughlin and I'm from Stevenson in Ayrshire in Scotland.
You're joking.
Nah.
Yeah, oh, what, you're kidding?
No, man, I'm from...
Like Academy and all that?
I am no far from there.
Are you, pal? Right. Excellent. The Three Tunes.
The Three Tunes, that's what I'm for, aye.
Is it, aye? Fantastic. That's why you know Scotty Alcroft, man. So, Sean, tell us a little bit about yourself, your musical influences and stuff like that.
Just the kind of usual ones that probably everybody else has said, like Oasis, Stone Roses, The Beatles, The Verve, Charlatans.
The Charlatans, I love them, mate.
So bands like that are my favourites, to be honest. In fact, to be fair, only this last year, maybe year and a half, 2 years max, is when I've started liking new music. My head's always been in the 90s for that kind of thing, so...
So what got this hashtag going? Because it's an amazing thing, Sean. I've got to tell you now, it's fantastic and it's taken off as well. So what began the process?
I don't really think there was a process as such. It was just that as far as seemingly the guys say that I posted a video and a couple of them liked it and we started speaking and it gave them encouragement to go and do it. Post their videos and then it just grew arms and legs and then one of the guys in the group, Stevie, he came up with the hashtag as a kind of play on words, to be honest, because none of us are the most confident guys in the world at the start. Yeah. So having Murdered Song of the Day as if we were playing songs that were going to be terrible, but technically when you get to listen to them, they actually weren't too bad. So it was a kind of play on words, if such.
No, Sean, it's also quite clever as well, the hashtag, because obviously it gives trolls nothing to do. Trolls can't come on there, can they, if the hashtag is what it is, you know?
So no, exactly. No, away. Definitely. No, definitely.
It's a very friendly group, and the different types of music that is played and the different genres of music, it's amazing, Sean, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's tremendous, the amount of knowledge musically everybody in the group has. It's like so diverse. I think the other day somebody was playing Britney Spears song or something like that. No, it was Take That. And you're thinking, wow, that's totally different compared to anything else that anybody else is playing and stuff. And then somebody's coming in with NXS, and then somebody's coming in with Bon Jovi and Delamitri and things like that. So it's not just your bog standard Oasis and Verve and usual ones that everybody's going to know.
And it's so spread out. People are so spread out. They're not just like in one area. You guys, I mean, I'm guessing you guys didn't know each other maybe, or did you know each other?
No, I don't know any of them for Adam. And literally it was just by, well, the reason I got to speak to them was I posted a video and somebody commented on it, and then somebody else commented on it, and then somebody else posted a video and tagged me in it, and then it just went for there. So it was literally just, we didn't know anybody, each other, and now we're really, really good friends. And as you alluded to at the start, it's not like somebody can come in and hijack the hashtag and kind of laugh at the songs and that, because we've got each other's backs, and it's a kind of a wee community now, then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in a time where social media has been heavily criticised and considered negative, this is like a little bright shining light, and it's getting brighter and brighter.
Yeah, definitely. It's like social media is a 50-50 thing. It's either 50% brilliant or 50% awful.
And it
really depends how people attack it, to be honest. Like, you can use it for good, like we have, and it's brought loads of people out their shells. And I can't speak for the rest of the guys, but I suffer quite badly from mental health stuff. So music's a good out for me, and it's good to... when I can sit, play my guitar and sing away at myself, and 2 hours can go by and you don't even know what's happened, and then you come out of the wee funk you were in beforehand. So it's great in that sense. So, but also social media on the other side, it can be, you could post a video and somebody could say, oh, that's terrible, you can't sing, you can't play the guitar, blah blah blah, or just even just a random photo people could put up or anything, and people just attack it. So it can be used brilliantly, but it can also be awful as well.
Yeah, one of the things we were talking about is the mental health side of it. It's a massive boost, because what you're actually doing is increasing self-esteem. You're making people feel, you know, that they can do anything, and that must make you feel quite proud.
No, it's good, yeah. Especially when you get so many people coming on and saying, I would never have done this before. I've seen your videos and it's so good. And the wee community is so good. You keep each other going so much. Oh, I'm going to post a video, and then the next thing you know, somebody else is, and then somebody else is, and then somebody else is. And obviously, I don't know what the guys have said beforehand, but we've now got actual bands commenting on it, and there's actual musicians who's using our hashtag to do covers and stuff like that. So it's just got really ridiculously crazy, or nothing really.
Yeah, I noticed there are several bands commenting, one or two that I'll be hopefully talking to very shortly on the podcast, I'm sure you're aware of.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, it's brilliant.
The Coral's also a big influence on you guys as well. I've heard a lot of everyone seems to like them. And obviously, I'll be talking to them. And that, it must have been great having them comment on your hashtag.
Yeah, it's a great buzz for the guys. And it's, we're not a group where, I have to be honest, I don't particularly like the Coral, but if like they commented on other guys, like songs, you wouldn't get, none of us are jealous in a sense, thinking, oh, how come they've not done that about me? It's like, oh, that's brilliant, that's great, we're encouraging, and it's just, you get so excited as if it was your own video, even though it's not your own video. Do you know what I mean? So it's one of the ones where it's sometimes you just got to sit and pinch yourself thinking this isn't real.
Yeah, it's such a you say it's a close community, but it's not a close community because you're so open and the banter you guys have between each other is amazing.
Yeah, there is a wee like group of us. It's like the six or seven is that was there originally. We've got our own wee kind of language, and we have our own in-house jokes, and we can say things to each other about our videos and stuff like that, and it gets taken the way it's meant to be. But when it comes to the bigger community, it is huge. Like, but ultimately, it just really comes down to originally it's like the six or seven is at the start, and it's just that it's just grown so many arms and legs that we really kind of keep up, to be honest.
Scott was getting some pelters about playing Pink. I have to tell you now, Sean, he was getting pelters from all over the place here, talking about these pill song, and it's but that's the banter of it. It was all good banter, and you know, listening to it and listen to your guys, and I believe Catherine wants to get these all together. But one of the things they said was, which kind of it kind of bounced me, was Sean didn't seem that confident. Well, I've got to say, Sean, I listen to your music, and obviously I played your track in the podcast that's just come out just now with Engines Been
You know,
and obviously your confidence is getting higher. You seem definitely capable of holding a track, and that was a cracking track. I didn't actually know that track, Sean.
Right. Sorry.
And I listened to it, and I just thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I just, me specifically, I've never really been good with self-praise. I'm the one that goes looking for it, so it's kind of hard when somebody else tells you it's good, or somebody else gives you good confidence or good feedback in that. I've never been great at taking that the proper way. Do you know what I mean? It's quite strange where I'm a confident guy in life, but I'm not really a confident guy when it comes to singing or playing the guitar. Because I feel that the guys are so much better than me at singing and so much better at guitar, and they're so diverse. They've got so many likes and interests when it comes to the different songs, where I kind of just stick to the safe ones, if that makes sense. But it's just a thing I've always been like. I'm not very good with the confidence side of it, whether anybody else tells me it's good or not. I don't just sit there and think, oh, brilliant, that's it, it's great, I love it now. I still find it difficult. I find it like, I don't know, it's quite hard to explain. I just find it a bit, it's hard, like.
I can understand that, sure. I'm the same. I'm not a confident guy. I can play my guitar. I think I'm a decent player. I'm just not confident singing. But what you're actually doing is, by doing that, is you're encouraging others. And again, we go refer back to the mental health side. You're helping and reaching out and helping other people. And I think that takes amazing strength and amazing courage. And that's what this group clearly shows. You know, that it doesn't matter. There's no skill level. You just come on, have a bit of, sing a song, and everyone will get behind you and everyone will support you. And that has got to be a good thing.
No, definitely. That's the only one thing I can take out of it all is that the guys gave me the praise, saying, oh, I started it and I done this and done that, which I didn't. But the one thing I'd like to take out of it is that these guys have come out and are good and have posted loads. So it's gave them confidence. So if anything comes out of it and that is it, then that's everybody's a winner.
It's also good because it's Scottish music as well. The Scottish music scene right now is exploding again.
No, for sure, yeah.
There's some amazing bands coming out of Scotland. Is there any Scottish bands that take your fancy right now?
I think the obvious one is the Snuts. They've just went to number one and stuff like that. But like I said to you about 10 minutes ago, it's only this past year, year and a half, that I've started taking an interest in any kind of music outside, apart from the 90s, because even my friends, like, my nickname is Manchester because I just like Manchester music, and the way I used to dress with parkas and stuff like that, and I used to have the long hair and stuff that I could, people would say, you need to get out of that, try and start listening to other kind of music, but I just like one specific kind of music, and that was it. But over this last year, maybe year and a half, I've started obviously opening my eyes up, so there's loads of bands now, there's that many to mention, where before I probably couldn't mention anybody, but there's now like a good half dozen, maybe 10, that are really, really good. So there is loads.
John, I can imagine you swaggering down the three towns, heading into your dressing with your Alessi hat on and your parka.
Maybe not the Alessi hat, but definitely the parka.
Anybody listening to it just now, seeking, what advice would you give to anybody right now listening who is just learning to play guitar and is a little bit shy and is interested in coming on?
Just don't be shy. Just play and post, because I guarantee you, once you post one, you'll post hundreds. The first one is always the hardest. Whether you get one like, one comment, no likes, no comments, but I guarantee you, you post one and then watch it back yourself, you'll love it, and it's, you're away then. So just the first one, that's it.
Would you say it's addictive, Sean?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. it's really good. The wee group we're in just drives each other so much. It's like when somebody posts something, you think, well, I'm going to post something. And then the next thing somebody else has posted something, you think, well, I'm going to go and post another one. Oh, that's right, I've done another one. And, oh, I need to get my guitar out. I need to go and do another one. It's so addictive. It's in a good way. And it's so enjoyable. And the wee community that we've got is so encouraging that it makes you want to do another one. It's not like you post one, you don't hear anything, and then you think, oh, that must be rubbish. Where it's just, there's so much positivity about it. It makes you think, oh, I'm going to do another. Next thing you know, you've maybe done five in one day. So it's really, really addictive, yeah.
And Sean, what would you say is your favourite song to play? What's your favourite song to just sit back and play? Where you just, when your guitar's sitting in the corner and you just go to your guitar. What's that go-through song for you?
It has to probably Don't Look Back in Anger. I do. It's not my favourite song, but it's just the way that Noel Gallagher does it acoustically is the way I play it, and it just gets me every time. I just love it so much. So I'd probably say that is my go-to. It's not my favourite, but it's my go-to.
Brilliant. Well, look, Sean, it's been fantastic talking to you, and I think you're an inspiration. I think all you guys are, and I'm following it, I'm enjoying it. I obviously posted my own little video, and I'm a little bit on. I'm like you, not as confident singing and stuff, but you know, I'm quite happy playing my guitar, and I really enjoyed it, and the feedback was amazing. So
yeah, it was. Yeah, no, and it was really, really good, actually, to be honest. You sell yourself very short. It was really, really good.
Sean, again, I appreciate that, mate, and I can't thank you enough, all of you, for taking your time to come on the podcast. It's highly appreciated. Now, before you go, Sean, is there any song I can play for you?
It has to be Slide Away. It's my all-time favourite song. It's my all-time favourite band. It's probably the one song in the world that I never get sick of listening to. So that's the song for me every time.
Well, Sean, as you know, I've also played your version of it on the previous podcast I've just released.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll definitely play Slide Away for you, my friend. And
thank you very much.
No, it's been a pleasure. And thank you for taking your time out. Sean, thanks for coming on the NMF podcast. I'm Dennis Durbin. We spoke to Sean. Have a great night. And this is his track. Good night, mate.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, pal.
Playing the hits and your favorites of yesterday and today.
Slide in, baby.
More sexy tracks coming up.
You're looking for
That's Mark and, of course, the Dirty Kilts. And that's the Baccara Classic. Yes, sir, I Can Boogie. And that's all for charity. Raising money for the Tartan Army Children's Charity. So get yourself over to their website. Download this. It's for a great cause. That's Mark and the Dirty Kilts. And yes, sir, I Can Boogie. And before that, it was the Joker from the High Cinders. I love playing that. And kicking it all off with Sean McLaughlin. Yes, we spoke to him, of course, just then, here from the hashtag Murdered Song of the Day, and that is his version of Slide Away. Listen, guys, if you get a chance, snip over to Twitter, give these guys some support. They're amazing. It's been great chatting to them. They're a great bunch of guys. That's hashtag Murdered Song of the Day. And listen, if you fancy having a little crack at a song, nip on Twitter. Upload your song. Don't be shy. These guys are fantastic and they'll all support you. I'm Dennis Dillon. This has been the NMF Podcast, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again. Boom.
Playing the hits and your favorites of yesterday and today.